what was the first Shakespeare you ever read? What was the first play you ever read?
It was Romeo and Juliet. We were asked to read it in school.
Yeah.
I tell a line, that was The Merchant of Venice. It was The Merchant of Venice. That was when we all got up, the English teacher handed us books and just said, one by one, stand up and read it. And it was impenetrable. I didn't know. It was like reading a foreign language
exactly.
That you didn't know.
So what is the... I've said this many times, and of course it's my fault.
There's no fault. There's no fault.
No, but when does that moment come where you think, oh.
Well, for me, it was seeing a live production in a theatre, so it truly didn't make any sense at all. And in this particular case, the you know, we didn't find a way to sort of unlock it in class, but we did go to an old theatre called the St George's Theatre in Tufnell Park up in Islington, which was sort of decked out like the Globe many years ago. And we saw a production of Romeo and Juliet. It was probably 1,000 seats in this converted church, and it was a production of Romeo and Juliet. I can't even remember. I couldn't tell you whether it was good, bad, or indifferent, but I know it was wild, and that me and the other 999 kids were there, ready to be bored and resistant. And in fact, this incredibly passionate thing started. Started with a fight. Be always good if you've got adolescent kids, adolescent boys particularly. And then it walks again if you're an adolescent boy, in the heterosexual adolescent boy in this case, and a beautiful Juliet walks on, you're also very, very excited. That was an example of the play gripping you, in your guts. Yeah. And it was about, frankly, sex, violence, and gang warfare. These are all things that you are not a million miles away from sort of having a sense of in my case, a comprehensive school in Reading.
Is there, and again, I'll take it from the only perspective I got, which is a kind of a thickier, crass one. Did you sit and think, because I know when it hit me and I thought, oh, this is West Side Story. Uh-huh. I put it that way around. I thought, this is that. Were you aware of the pop culture of Shakespeare before actual Shakespeare?
No, I didn't. I didn't know about that. I had come across some sort of second and third hand versions of it. I remember on variety shows, you get somebody like Peter Sellers doing an impersonation of Laurence Olivier doing his performance of Richard III. I didn't understand who any of them were, but I saw that it was arresting.
Been a hard day's night.
That's right,
all of
exactly.
That,
it's been a hard day's night and I've been working like a dog. So that kind of thing would grab me. But in their theatre with Romeo and Juliet, which we're going to do later on in our season, it was just about, my God, there's fights, it's quick. When I saw that people on stage seemed to mean what they said and with passion, I was completely arrested. And I absolutely knew that I still didn't understand everything or even much of it, but I got the intention so clearly that suddenly it was like, okay, relax. Guy loves girl. Guy fights for girl. You know, guy who wants girl also fights guy. It's not so complicated.
And Shakespeare himself wanted to get the bums on the seats, so there's jokes, there's a lot of them, and whatever you want.
Low jokes. Low comedy. I mean, he was that combination of high art. We talk about, you're talking about with Painkiller, a lot of trouser dropping and you know, a lot of simulated this, that, and the other, you know.
Yeah, that's
and,
yeah.
You know, it's frisky, it's frisky risque.
But above all, it is that much denigrated art form. It is really silly. It is unbelievable.
The art
is
silly.
Man, it's funny.